Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, the news...
The whole world is turning upside down, Bob.
The news is actually, even though the world is such a wicked place, as a Christian, we're so confident because we know the Lord has the victory.
Amen.
And no matter how dark the world gets, Christ's line shines all the brighter.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of Christians who are depressed. I'm not depressed.
They're just hunkering down, waiting for the end of the world.
I'm serving the Lord.
Amen.
We're raising our kids. We're telling them about Jesus.
Yeah, we're teaching both the unwashed heathen to know the Lord, and hopefully we're helping Christians
to be
understand the Bible better.
To be bold.
Yeah.
Don't be cowards.
No, it's fun.
So I see that the terrorist wannabe Abdul Idrul Muhammad is still in the news.
He's still drooling on the news.
You know how to pronounce his name. I can't pronounce his name.
Yes, well, I went to a CNN class where they teach you how to culturally, sensitively, you know.
Well, who is he?
Najib Bulazazi!
Yeah,
that's his name.
I call him Abdul Idrul Muhammad.
Well, now, apparently, almost all of the FBI's 57 field offices are involved in an investigation of what could be an ever-expanding ring of potential terrorists.
And they say that he is at the center of it, so they think...
Yeah.
I don't like to call these guys the mastermind.
No, that kind of elevates them to be a mastermind.
It's too much credit.
Yeah, I agree. Now, did you
notice? He's the pot-headed terrorist wannabe.
Well, no.
Who's at the center of the ring.
I don't think he's a pothead. That's his lawyer. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But hold on. That is just alleged.
Yeah.
But I just noticed in the story that also arrested was a Muslim religious leader in New York, and his name is Ahmad Waiz Afzali. And there's a A-H-M-A-D, Ahmad.
Yeah, now
there's
that,
a ham again.
Well, no, if we added every A-H-M...
The H-M is ham.
The terrorists all over this country, all over the world, somehow they have ham in their name.
Right.
And it's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird. I think
it's worthy of noting.
It shows it's a small world after all.
And not very old either. By the way, Bob, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
The show summary on KGov.com for last Friday's Real Science Friday is...
The list of things not so old.
One of the most phenomenal teaching tools put in one little place on the internet that I've ever seen in my life. I started going through it. I couldn't stop.
It's so fun, huh?
I could not stop.
The name
stop.
Of the show, Real Science Friday with Fred Williams.
Yeah.
List of not so old things.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun. Things. And soft tissue, dinosaur, T-Rex, and hadrosaurs, and just an extraordinary, concise, bulleted list of things that were supposed to be, you know, there's not supposed
millions.
To be living bacteria in 600 million year old rock.
No.
There's not supposed to be soft tissue from dinosaurs.
No.
Harvard's not supposed to be able to sequence proteins.
Right. They're not supposed
dinosaurs.
To be able to find DNA that's...
No.
What, 140 million years old?
Yeah. Now, so far, they haven't sequenced DNA, but protein molecules.
Oh, okay.
But still, they've found living DNA in fossils that are millions
supposedly.
And millions and millions of years
allegedly
old.
Allegedly, millions and millions
so
of
anyway,
years
old. So anyway, it is
just,
a fun show
just
summary,
so
right?
It was so phenomenal. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, folks, just take a look. It's phenomenal.
Just the photo of the Grand Canyon with the evidence there, even that the evolutionists admit that there are missing, there's 100 million years missing between two perfectly formed strata.
Yeah.
And guess what? 100 million years, there's no record. And what's interesting about the way time works, it's sort of like the level of the Sea of Galilee.
Okay.
If it's high on the north end of the lake,
it's
also high on the south end of the lake.
Oh.
The Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
It's the way it works.
Okay.
Time works the same way. If there's 100 million years missing from the supposed geologic... The alleged geologic record
right
in the Grand Canyon, it's also missing in the Middle East.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like 100 million years happened in the Himalayas. That's
okay, I get it.
And
now.
not in Arizona.
Okay. No. The 100 million years would have occurred in both places.
It would have.
We would assume. And even evolutionists would assume that.
In the relentless erosion from wind, water, rain, hail, freezing, thawing would have left its mark after 100,000 years. Of erosion between these two layers, let alone 100 million years, the evidence is overwhelming that these claims are false.
Right.
And they're right there at kgov.com.
Yeah, go check it out. It's worth the price of admission.
And the price of admission is our telethon.
That's right. And speaking of the telethon, today we stand at 25,300, which
it's encouraging toward $40,000.
But we're 17,000, no, what is that? 16,700 short.
Yeah.
And we've only got 8 days left.
But the $25,000 that has come in already, I'd now like to share something that I haven't said on the air.
Okay.
From our bookkeeper.
Okay.
We've had a bookkeeper for Bob and Yurt Live. He's been doing our books for 15 years or more.
Right.
And
just pulling his hair out for 15 years.
By late summer, he was saying to our staff and to me that it's a crisis. BEL is in a crisis.
Yeah.
And so what's happened so far now, as the money has come in, we've been getting it to him every two or three days.
Right.
And he says he could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, praise the Lord.
BEL's back bills, which we've been on the air for 18 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of Christian broadcasters, I know, I've been on a lot of networks.
Oh, yeah.
They leave unpaid bills. Mm-hmm. They're on for 2 years. They build up $60,000 in airtime and payroll debt, and then they go off the air.
Yeah.
We don't have any unpaid bills.
Well, that's good.
Thanks to the telethon.
Wow.
We were struggling in August.
Yeah.
Struggling seriously.
Well, it's always a slow time. And, of course, with this economic collapse brought to us by Barry Ho and George W. Bush.
And we have no large mega ministry behind this show.
No.
It is our audience. It is our listeners.
That's right. And a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
You know, we have a few people who are able to support us in significant large ways. But mostly it's small donations of $50 here, $100 there. And
so,
it all adds up. And we're blessed.
It adds up, and please, if you can help us reach our goal, then that will help secure Bob and Yurt Live financially to stay on the internet for another year.
Yep, and we only need $16,700, so if you can write that check, give us a call at 1-800-836-9278, or if you can write...
$14,700.
I'm sorry, 14. Did I say 16?
Did you go to public school?
I did, and I only made it to introduction to algebra before I gave up on math, and I was allowed to. That was fine. I had to just
they didn't care.
No, they let me take
underwater
auto
basket weaving.
Yeah, auto shop.
All right.
I replaced mathematics with auto shop.
Okay.
But anyway, $14,000.
Yeah.
$700. If you can write that check, great. But if you can write a check for $10, $50, $100.
Please help if you can. So, Doug, the Friday show, it was so great.
It was awesome.
It was just so enjoyable.
Now, by the way, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet's coming up this Saturday, the 26th, at the Renaissance Hotel next to Auschwitz, the largest abortion mill in the country.
And was I right when I said O'Keefe with the Acorn undercover videos worked with Lila Rose at Live Action Film?
Because we researched. I've been doing some research on Lila Rose.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I can't wait to actually see her.
She's phenomenal. She's the speaker at the banquet.
So she worked with James O'Keefe, who has been working on exposing Acorn, and that's good work. Maybe not
as
worthwhile. It's worthwhile.
It's the low hanging fruit, but it's worthwhile.
But he and Lila Rose apparently cut their teeth together exposing wickedness and immorality.
Yeah, at Planned Parenthood.
And she's going to be there. You'll get to see her. You'll get to hear, see the videos. You get to meet her.
Yeah.
You can sponsor a table of eight for only $600 this year. Single plate, $75.
$75. And you could sit. Whoa, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Doug, this is so interesting because our producer just told me that there's a chance that Lila Rose is going to call into this show before we get off the air.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Well, let me give the number for the banquet.
Yeah.
To sign up for the banquet and reserve your seat, 303-753-9394. Call right now. That's 303-754-9394. Colorado Right to Life Banquet this Saturday, 6 o'clock.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So okay. I got to get some headlines out here because if we get a call, you know. Apparently, Abdul Idrul Mohammed.
Yeah.
Najibul Azazi. Yeah. His lawyer. He's got a lawyer, right, named Folsom.
Yeah.
Arthur Folsom. He was charged with apparently with possession of marijuana up in northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. The marijuana was found on a boat of his. Now he was charged because he's the owner of the boat. He says it wasn't his. Mm. He said, "You know what, Mom? It's not mine. I was just holding it for a friend."
Yeah. Absolutely everyone who's caught with pot,
they're always holding it for a friend.
And it doesn't matter when it's in their pocket. Right. It's in their coat pocket. It right. was my friend.
That's right.
It's in the glove compartment. It's on the boat.
And this guy's a lawyer.
He's a
37-year-old grown man.
And he's saying that the marijuana belonged to one of his friends who was on his boat.
So he's going to throw his friend under the bus.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if he's going to name his friend. He may not be obligated under Colorado law to name the friend.
Right. So now so he's 37, right?
He's a grown man.
He's a 37-year-old pothead attorney.
Alleged.
And his 24-year-old client,
yeah,
the terrorist wannabe Abdul Idrul Muhammad,
yeah,
is saying that now he's charged with lying to the government,
right?
Which is the same thing now his attorney's charged with.
It does look like
basically,
it yeah.
And he has denied being involved in a terror plot, and he's denied being the owner of his attorney's pot. So he's denied both.
It's not my plot. It's not my pot. You really connected the dots for me on this story, Bob.
You just can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up.
All right, now but seriously, folks, and I don't mean to sound like a vaudeville comedian.
Yeah,
this terrorist investigation is very significant. I mean, a lot of people could be killed if these terrorists are not tracked down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not nervous for my own safety, but it does. It does. I gave the wrong number for Colorado Right to Life.
Oh, we did. Okay.
I knew it.
All right. That's come in.
My
from
public
one of our
school
listeners.
Is showing. I can't even copy down. It's 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394 for the Colorado Right to Life banquet. Help us to prevent terrorism against unborn children, which is occurring every day, by the way, under color of law.
Mm-hmm.
Our tax dollars even funding it on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Lila Rose out there working undercover. The videos that she shot are stunning.
And
eye-opening.
Her work generally.
Just
do you know, there's a press release just out today announcing Monday's press conference in California. Walter Hoy is launching he's an extraordinary leader in California.
Oh,
he's launching California's Personhood Amendment.
Wow.
On Monday, and guess who one of the spokesmen, Lila Rose, is a spokesman for California's Personhood Amendment to be launched on Monday. And how about her websites, Doug?
Oh.
She has...
She's got
what, among the best?
Among the best. Among the best for showing the truth of what's happening here in the United States of America, the freest country, the last great hope for all of mankind. And some of her sites, well, I don't even know if I want to give the site because it's so horrific and shocking. I couldn't watch.
It's so why don't we give the name of the site?
And people can decide for themselves. The site is called heresTheBlood.com.
Here's the blood.
And you cannot watch.
You might not want to go to the site.
You certainly... I think everyone should be aware of what's on that site.
Yeah, heresTheBlood.com.
It's really hard to watch.
It's hard, and it shows the heart of Lila Rose that she is willing to stick her neck out because there are people who will despise her for showing this.
Sure, forever.
And I mean people like National Right to Life.
John Forsythe.
And John McCain.
Yeah.
Clark Forsythe, head of AUL.
Clark Forsythe, yes.
Yeah, a lot of pro-life leaders and organizations,
mm-hmm.
they don't want you to tell people that it's murder. They don't want that.
They'd rather avoid that part. They want to win the argument based on intellectual and science.
They want to be classy.
I guess they want to be able to be pro-life but still get invited to certain parties in Washington, D.C.
That's it.
It's so strange to me.
Sophisticated. They want to be sophisticated. Sophisticated. And accept it.
You know, it's almost as if with some of these pro-life industry groups, that personhood has become a bigger enemy to them than abortionists.
Yeah, well,
it just seems that way sometimes.
Well, Americans United for Life is that way. Clark Forsythe, he's the lawyer for National Right to Life. Yeah. AUL is their legal arm. And he has made personhood his number one enemy. I mean, every article he writes lately for Human Life Review, it's against the personhood movement. For National Review, he just had an article out, it's against the personhood amendment. He just wrote a book, and the whole book is against the personhood movement.
Well, wouldn't you think that if someone was for the regulation of killing innocent people, if someone was for regulating that and for reducing it, don't you think that that person would be willing to employ every tactic, including asserting the personhood?
Yeah.
You know, I can understand.
They're against it.
You know,
it's not their style.
People like you and I, Bob.
Yeah.
We don't believe that regulating the killing of innocent children, that's not a compromise we're willing to make.
No, it's immoral.
Right.
It's immoral.
But if you're a regulator.
It's counterproductive.
And, right.
But they are regulators and they're compromisers. So even though they don't believe in personhood, why can't they just compromise?
Why? Just compromise with us.
They will compromise with child killers, but not with other pro-lifers. They could say, you know, we don't think this is an effective strategy, but we're not going to oppose it. We're not extremists. But it turns out they are extremists, and they will not compromise with right. They'll only compromise with wickedness.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how
that's
that
why
works?
I said when I sat down here in the studio that it's as if the world has been turned upside down.
Right.
It just seems that way sometimes.
Yeah. But at Colorado Right to Life's banquet Saturday night, and hey, people could sit with the leadership of Colorado Right to Life if they'd like, if they call now. We haven't offered this. So if somebody calls and makes a reservation, we can set them up to sit with one of the directors of Colorado Right to Life, with one of the leaders of American Right to Life.
Yeah.
With one of the leaders of Personhood USA, Personhood Colorado.
Yeah. So they'll all be there.
They're fun people that you can sit with and get to know. $75 and sign up, reserve your seat for the Colorado Right to Life banquet Saturday night, 6 o'clock.
And if you can't make it, we've got at least 8 people who'd like to come, but because of financial difficulties, they may not be able to afford it. Sponsor a table of 8. It's only $600 this year. So the number to call, 303-753-9394, Colorado Right to Life Banquet.
All right.
All right. So let's – now, I wanted to
– That's great. And we're done with all the terrorists who have the ham in their names?
Yeah, we're done with the ham.
Okay.
We're off the ham.
And the one-eyed, hooked terrorist who says bad things happen because people are evil.
Right.
Bad things happen to them.
And somehow he lost an eye and his right hand.
He's got a patch and a hook.
Yeah.
It just cracks me
up. Well, let's move on to Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah.
Which should be a more uplifting
topic,
one would think. Now, she gave a speech, and I'm not sure why, but she gave a speech to Asian bankers overseas in Hong Kong.
Yeah, she's running for president.
Okay, so why does she start with the Asian
bankers? The moment she resigned, you know, we pointed out she's running for president. And a lot of pro-lifers say, oh, no, she resigned for whatever reason she said. But she's running for president. Okay.
And good for her if she can come around on a few issues. There's just a few issues that I'd like to see her, you know.
Yeah. And anyway. So this speech she gave, there were people there who said she's definitely positioning her to run for herself to run
for president. Oh, yeah.
And she's trying to come across not as a right-wing conservative, but as a libertarian.
A libertarian.
And as a small C conservative.
Now, what is a small C conservative? That means...
That's a conservative who's not really against murder, adultery, and stealing.
Okay, that'd be a small C conservative.
Yeah.
That's opposed to a genuine conservative.
Yeah. And
that's
so
unfortunate, because so I like her. I want to like her.
Yeah,
you know, I
want to like her, too.
I want a politician I can like, Bob.
Yeah, right. Me, too.
That's all I'm asking.
And so... Yeah, with the last presidential election,
I got
to say to people, don't blame me. I voted for the black guy.
That's right.
Don't blame me. I voted for the black guy. I voted for Alan Keyes.
For Alan Keyes, that's right.
Right.
So, as did I.
But Sarah Palin, you know, she wants to show that she's qualified and she's not an extremist.
Yeah.
So one of her last acts as the governor of Alaska that had permanency is she appointed, she says she has no choice, which is not true, but she said she appointed, well, but she appointed a board member of Planned Parenthood to be on the Alaska Supreme Court.
A board member of Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood board member.
Is that how a pro-life Republican shows their bona fides?
Yeah, you said Republican. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that works.
That's unbelievable.
A pro-life Republican. I mean, be like being in Germany and you have to appoint a supreme judge for the land and you take the commandant from Auschwitz.
And you say, you know what? I really had no choice.
Yeah, I'm against the Holocaust, but this guy, not only was he qualified, but I had to pick from three. By our Constitution, I had to pick from three, and he was the most qualified of those three.
Right.
So she put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court.
And there are conservatives, I don't know if they're small C or big C, but there are conservatives all over the country who are covering their ears right now, Bob, going, I don't want to hear, don't want to know.
Yeah, and the thing she did, she single-handedly gave homosexuals benefits, spousal benefits for homosexual employees of government workers.
They're in the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a big C conservative. That's not...
No, that's a big L liberal.
A big R Republican.
Big R Republican to give benefit. Now, this is just shortly after the state of Alaska voted on homosexual marriage, and the people in Alaska voted no.
Right.
They said no. So then this issue comes forward of benefits for spousal benefits for homosexual employees of the government, and Sarah Palin used the executive privilege she had to give homosexual employees spousal benefits.
Oh, wow.
So, for one, it's as though you hate your neighbor because homosexuality destroys families, individuals.
Right. You should warn your neighbor against behavior that will destroy him.
Yeah, you don't promote it.
No, that's how you love your neighbor.
Right.
You
love your neighbor by warning them against something so wicked and destructive. But George W. Bush is proud of every homosexual he has promoted. He's proud of that.
Yeah.
And every pro-choice judge he's ever nominated, he's proud of having nominated those judges. He doesn't care if they're just like Sarah Palin is proud of her nomination of a Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. She's proud of it. So with leaders like we have who will tell us, you know, when we're supporting the enemy, we're not going to win here on earth.
No.
And we'll lose by our own hands, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Family Research Council, you know those knuckleheads?
Well, I'm familiar with them.
They've been working with Focus on the Family for decades now. They just had a Values Voters Summit.
Yeah.
And they had Bill O'Reilly, who's pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, anti-death penalty, anti-Bible, everything. Bill O'Reilly emceed it.
Great.
And they presented Mitt Romney as a conservative. Okay, now the banquet.
The banquet, the Colorado Right to Life banquet, is Saturday, September 26th at the Renaissance Hotel, 6 p.m.
And you know, the number one tactic in the news nationwide is undercover videos.
It's big lately.
To expose ongoing criminal enterprises.
Yeah.
So we have on the phone Lila Rose from Live Action Films, who will be in Colorado Saturday night. Lila Rose, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You're on with Doug McBurney, my co-host this month.
Lila, I am honored to be speaking with you.
Hi, Doug. Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you.
Lila, earlier Doug was talking about one of your websites, and he said it showed your commitment to protect the innocent, but also how gutsy you are. Doug, that website is pretty rough to look at, isn't it?
I couldn't finish it. Lila, it's called herestheblood.com.
And Lila knows what it's called.
Wow.
Pretty rough, right, Lila?
Yes, it's pretty rough, but it's showing the reality of what is happening in our country over 3,000 times a day legally.
What is happening to these children? These children, these are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lila, thanks for your courage. Now, not everybody listening in today, they don't all know what you've accomplished, but you have gone undercover into Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, and you have taken video of some of their ongoing criminal enterprise.
Exactly. Live Action, which is a group that is made up primarily of young people, a nonprofit, one of our goals is to go undercover into the abortion industry and lobby and to figure out the illegal activity, make videos of it, expose it, show it to the public. So I've gone myself undercover many times, and I've seen some pretty crazy things in the illegal activity at Planned Parenthood.
Well, can I ask you, Lila, now your video, it's been shown nationally on the news. There are lawmakers around the country who have taken action because of your work, similar to O'Keefe's work with Acorn. Only Acorn is more low-hanging fruit, you know. It's the conservative media, they're more excited to go after Acorn than after child killers at Planned Parenthood. But
right.
But you're like the number one persona non grata of the abortion industry. Don't they stop you from coming into the abortion clinic?
You know what? They try, Bob. One of the things that they have done in the past is put up my photo in abortion clinics as a brunette. And so I bleached my hair platinum blonde last summer to try to switch it up. And now they have a photo of me. I just was there a couple weeks ago in a clinic, and they have a photo of me as a bleached blonde. So I'm running out of hair colors.
Well, but Lila, you know, if somebody goes into a post office, there are pictures on the wall of the
most
10 most wanted FBI list. In Planned Parenthood, their picture of the most wanted is of a godly young woman who not only loves the Lord, but loves the innocent and her neighbor, including these kids. And to you, you are their most wanted.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad because they're more on the lookout for me doing this investigative work than they are for the very sexual predators that they're required to report to the police.
Mm. Hey, that's quite a badge of honor, Lila.
Yeah. So, Lila, you'll be here in Colorado at the Colorado Right to Life banquet Saturday night. It starts at 6 o'clock. Actually, the banquet starts at 7.
Get there at 6. We'll
get
talk.
There at 6 for fellowship. And, Lila, I'll give out the phone number, 303-753-9394. 753-9394. It's only $75 to make your reservation. Lila, we can't wait to see you.
I cannot wait to be there. It'll be a pleasure.
All right. Thanks.
Well, yes. Thank you, Lila, for coming out. We look forward to it.
Okay. See
God
you there.
Bless you. See you. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. So that's Lila Rose, liveactionfilms.com, and here's the blood.
Oh, man.
.com.
Man, if you want to see what is legal in the United States of America, the land of the brave and the home of the free.
It's rough.
It's rough.
So $25,300 toward our goal.
303-753-9394, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet.
And our website is kgov.com, 800-8-NYART, our phone number, and Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school.